How one little girl's pure love for first responders and all she does for her community turned into being sworn in by the county sheriff as the first ever junior deputy. You're listening to Rock Your Kindness, a new podcast presented by Love What Matters and dedicated to highlighting incredible stories surrounded by kindness. I'm your host, Tracy Farron, author, speaker, cancer thriver, and online creator. But what I really love to do is inspire others to be kinder to themselves and those they encounter, because you never know how your kindness can change the trajectory of not just your life, but the life of another. We traveled back to a small town in central Illinois where we started our lives together, learning kindness from our daughter. So you guys are here, you're married, you guys have a little family.
Yeah. One daughter. Her name is Sophia.
So what year was she born?
2017.
Nice. So you guys got to spend some time together before having...
We did. That's one thing we communicated. We were not just going to jump in and have kids because our relationship was different. It's not two Americans together and it's not two Kenyans together. Mm-hmm. You have two different people. They barely got to know each other before we got married because clearly we got to know each other for, we had the 3 weeks we spent together and then another 3 weeks and then the hour that we met. So it was like, we really didn't spend too much time together. So we told ourselves, we need to be able to get to know each other. We would talk all the time. We had the mission part behind us and we're going, we know we're supposed to be in Kenya. We're supposed to do something to help other people. We know that's what we're supposed to be able to do. So when do we want to have a kid? First of all, we have got to be able to understand each other. The culture differences, I will tell you, the American culture and my culture, totally different.
Yeah, total, night and day.
Night and day, because the language is different. And when I say different, is that you could say something and I could say the same thing, but I would understand it differently and he would understand it differently. Like, for example, in America, when a couple gets mad at each other, everybody's at each other's throat. Everybody, because everybody's trying to win the argument. Where I come from, when one person is upset, the other person does not respond. Not that you do not respond, but it's an automatic. They say when he goes high, you go low. He can get mad and get mad. But if you're not responding, he's going to lower himself and level up to you. With him, that doesn't make sense to him. Because he's like, if I'm mad, you matter. So we're trying to level each other. So if we were in an argument, I wouldn't respond. I would wait for him to calm down. And I didn't have a way to explain that's what's happening. So he would think, why are you not? So it's so many different things. The culture part of it is very different. So we wanted to work on those things out before we bring another human into this.
And yeah. But I love that, Veronica, because I think not enough couples understand that. There are some couples that function that way. My relationship is a lot like that as well. But I think if more Americans understood that it's not about winning. So something my husband said to me early on in our marriage was, and it was so simple, but it was eye-opening. He's like, babe, we're on the same team. And I'm like, oh, that's right. We're on the same team. We wear the same jersey. We have the same goals. But like to you, that might be like, duh, like he's hot-headed right now. So I just stay quiet and wait for him to calm down. Then we communicate. But I think that you saying that, I think more people could just learn from that, not to react. I was just talking about this with my daughter's boyfriend about words, that words have power and not to just say anything and everything out of anger, because once it's said, you can't take it back.
Yes.
And I am somebody who I don't say things that I don't mean. So I don't speak out of anger. If I say it, it's in that I believe it doesn't mean my opinion doesn't change in 2 years or my perspective doesn't change. But I think that us Americans could probably learn a little bit from your culture. It's not about winning or losing an argument, right? On the same team as your partner.
Yep. We just have to be able to understand. There's a saying they say, Modhuri agi kaigoro na mutumio kaigorori no gehorer yuge. That's my tribal language. Well, the husband goes super high, when he's really up there angry and the wife gets up there angry, who is there to calm the other one down?
It's a disaster.
That's it. So you're going to be bickering at each other all night long. You're going to sleep on it, or I can let you scream and I'm going to stay quiet. You're going to realize you're screaming to yourself and by yourself, and then you're going to come and level back. And it has always worked out for us. So Terry got to the point where he had to adapt a lot, and I would have to adapt a lot to like his American ways. And he said, just because I'm mad, it doesn't mean I'm right. So every time, even when he's mad about something, he'll stop himself and go, I'm just mad, but that doesn't mean I'm right. So I need to be able to hear what is her side. And he's still learning to be able to adjust with me being quiet, because even now it gets to that point and I'll be like, that's it. You're going to calm down and then we're going to have the conversation. And I think that has helped us to be able to survive as many years as we've survived. We've just celebrated 15 years.
Yeah, that's amazing. Congrats.
Thank you. Thank you.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In 2017, we had our daughter, Sophia. She has been the most incredible kid with a heart of gold. She thinks of others before herself and is always looking for ways to serve others. She's such a blessing to us and many others. Since she was 3 years old, she has always had a heart for police officers and first responders. Anytime she would see a police car, she would say, "Look, Mommy, police. They are there to keep me safe." During the summer of 2020, with our assistance, she started visiting police departments, fire departments, and other agencies to deliver cupcakes, flowers, donuts, and free smiles. She loved showing support and appreciation for all they do for us and our communities. With every cupcake she delivers, she brings a message: thank you for keeping us safe. We encourage and support her mission because sometimes even grown-ups can learn from kids how to be kind. This world is hard enough with so much negativity, but our family chooses to focus on the good and positive things that are all around us. There is so much good around us. We just need to look for it.
And now we have Sophia. She's the most amazing kid. I know everybody says their kid is the most amazing kid, but she's an incredible kid.
Well, it sounds like it. How old is she?
She's 5.5. You've got to have the half on.
Wow. Is she 5.5 going on 20, or is she 5.5?
5.5 going on 45.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Mm. She loves all people. She treats people with so much kindness, Tracy. It warms my heart.
Yeah.
Watching her, they get hero's ticket at school, and she gets so many of them. And one day she came home and she told me, "Mommy, today I got a hero's ticket. You know what it was for? Because one of my friends, she was sitting by herself and I noticed nobody was playing with her. So I left my group and I went to sit with her so she had someone to play with."
And Veronica, when I was reading about her, she sounds like she definitely has a very unique and special soul.
Yes.
And not all kids are like that. And I was talking about one of my children who I think they're probably kindred souls. And I was talking about him to someone. And I want to ask you the same question that this lady asked me. Mm-hmm. She asked me, "Why do you think he is like that?" So I want to ask you, what is it about Sophia? Like, why do you think she is that way? Do you think she was born that way? That's just who her spirit is. Do you think a little bit of it is the environment that she was raised in? Why do you think Sophia is that way?
I think Sophia is that way because of who her parents are. She has always seen us love other people, respect other people, and treat people right. I've always been told by my mom, always said, treat people like you would like to be treated. That's a very small statement, but it's a very big statement and very deep.
Yes. Because
if you think about it, would you want to be sitting in a corner where nobody's talking to you? You wouldn't want to do that. And if you wouldn't want to do that, then you should be able to make the other person feel included.
Yeah.
I believe she's the way she is because of how she has always seen at home. And she's really adopting it. Like I was talking to my husband the other day, something simple. She's learning how to write and all that stuff. So one of our friends is really sick right now. I said, Sophia, you want to draw him a picture? And she told me, Mommy, how do you write this? So I wrote the words and she would try to copy to my handwriting. Her handwriting, my husband thought it was me who wrote it. And it's just because what she's seeing from us, she's adapting to it.
Yes. So I do believe that environment matters. So her environment, it's cultivating that in her, but then it's also, she's choosing to emulate that. I have four kids and I have one that has a soul like your daughter. And not that my other kids are, you know, but they're just, it's a different type of soul. And do you feel as a mom, because I know I feel it, that because he has such a sweet, tender soul like Sophia, I try to protect that at all costs. I made a post on Facebook about how, what a sweet soul he was and all this stuff. And a gentleman responded and said that I was doing my son a disservice, that I need to teach him to toughen up. And I thought, that's exactly why I feel I need to protect those sweet, tender things about him, because the world needs it. We have enough hard people. We have enough tough people, right? Yes. We need the tender, kind, gentle souls. I debated with him and I said, I know I look young, but he's my baby. I've got four kids. I'm not new to parenting, but I was like, but no, I actually disagree that I don't need to toughen him up. And so because he is that way, I just feel like I have to protect it. Do you feel like that with Sophia, that you have to protect that in her?
I don't know whether I feel like I have to protect her. I have to continue being me, and she has to continue seeing me being me. And when she sees me being myself, she will continue being herself. And I wouldn't have to protect it or try to add to it, because when she gets that path of, this is how I should be with other people, it'll just continue to grow. Because if she continue to season in me, I just have to continue being myself. I have to continue telling her all the right things. I also do tell her, you also have to be able to have boundaries, because you can't have anybody disrespect you as much as you want to be able to love everybody. You want to be able to treat everybody right. If anybody also does or says anything that isn't right to you, that you won't do to them, you tell them that's not right. And she does all those things.
Love that. Love that. And one of my children has said, Mom, I'm just trying to toughen him up so he doesn't get picked on. And I'm like, honey, he doesn't need you to try and toughen him up. And so when I say protect, I try to constantly tell my child, you being this way is good. And then when I see it in him, I acknowledge it. I'm trying to cultivate it. And when he does it, I want to acknowledge it so he knows it's good behavior.
Okay.
And if anyone on social media tries to come to me, or even within my own house, his brother, who's a little bit of a tougher guy. And I'm like, Bubba, you don't need to toughen him up. He is perfect the way he is. Mom, I just don't want him being picked on. I think everyone at some point is going to be picked on. He needs to learn how to handle it.
Yes.
Not be tougher.
So I see you know? What you protect. Yes. It's the same thing with me. I'll explain. If someone is being mean to you and you don't think they should treat you that way, you got to be able to tell that person.
Yeah.
And you have to be able to protect yourself. But Sophia is more at protecting everybody else. She'll come to you and she'll protect anybody. Even like parents talking to their kids and with like different setting. You can't yell at him like that. And I go, oh, they have their own mom and dad. You're not their mom and dad. And so I try to be able to have her understand you can protect people, but also you got to be able to have that boundary. That you don't have to feel like you have to carry all this weight on yourself to be able to fix everything and fix everybody, because then it's going to be overwhelming.
Yes. That sounds so sweet. Okay. So tell me about the stuff she likes to do, like the first responder stuff.
So she loves police officers. She loves first responders. She loves encouraging people. She loves building people up. She was about three, it's about 2020. And she would always say, Mommy, Mommy, every time we're driving by, Mommy, look, a police, the police, they're out there to keep me safe. And I would always say, yes, police are out there to keep you safe. If you're ever in trouble and you needed help, you can always go to a police officer and you can be able to talk to them. So she always said that. So one day we're like, we're going to go and take coffee and donuts. So we went to Dunkin' Donuts, bought coffee, we bought donuts, a bunch of them, and we showed up. Mm-hmm. I remember the first place we went, the state police. She was really young. She was running everywhere. And she was just like going everywhere. And she wanted to touch this and talk to this person. And we sat there. We talked to them. We had like a little note saying, thank you for all you do. Because Tracy, I believe no matter what profession anybody is at, everybody needs to be able to hear you're doing a good job.
Absolutely.
Everybody needs to be able to hear that. And to be able to instill that in my daughter, it means so much because she has learned kindness. We deliver cupcakes, Tracy, and I will tell you that child would not even try to take a cupcake out of the packet that we're taking. She gets her own cupcakes at the end of the day, but she's never tried to cry for a cupcake. We went the other day and we stopped by, we went Rockford, Illinois, and we were just out of town and we stopped by and we took cupcakes. She always chooses what cupcakes she wants to buy. Do you like this kind? And she chooses. And we go and we'll ask, do you want to go and take cupcakes or would you like to go and take pizza? Or what would you like to be able to take? She has thank you tags. Every police officer we see, she gives them a thank you tag. It says, thank you for keeping me safe, aww, Sophia. She has metal tags. They all get handed out. When we take cupcakes, she goes and gives them out. She has military ones now personalized. She has for firefighters. She has for EMTs. And it brings everybody so much joy in us and her to be able to go. When she makes somebody happy, you can just see she glows. She gets so excited. And
yeah,
she has visited many, 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 many departments. She has delivered hundreds of cupcakes. We get messages on her Facebook page all the time. People are like, can please Sophia say something? Because I feel when Sophia says something, it makes all things better. She sings her favorite song to families who have lost a police officer, and she'll sing this song called In Jesus' Name. She'll sing a blessing to them and it's a prayer. It's just so amazing to be able to see. One family requested for her to go and see them at the hospital, and she went there. And I said, do you want to draw them a picture? He was unconscious in hospital, so we met with the family. She drew a picture. And she told me before, and it was like a Sunday morning, we're getting ready for church. And I'm like, Sophia, you got to get done. We got to go. She draws a picture and she tells me, Mommy, I need a yellow marker or crayon. I have to have a yellow one because he needs a flashlight. She said, we are lost in the woods and he's trying to find us. He found us, but he needs a flashlight. She draws him holding a flashlight. We go to the family, hand them the picture. They said, you will never believe this. You guys don't know us, but our son was nicknamed Flashlight because of how much he loved flashlights. When we give them that picture, they said, we know he's going to be okay. A few days later, he woke up and now he's doing better. He's transferred to a different hospital, but it's like little things like that. And to be able to see her encouraging somebody, I could go on and on, but we're so grateful to be able to see her being a light in a very dark world that we live in.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then, Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now, Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So tell me, what's the name of her Facebook page?
Sophia Salutes First Responders.
And is that where she shares all these things that she does for others?
That's where she shares all those stories.
I love it.
She had an event where we invited her whole school. She had her whole school involved and all the children. We bought over 200 cupcakes for the whole school. We fed every kid a cupcake. All the police officers, they had cupcakes. We had the mayor. We had the sheriff came and we sat there and the kids had all these notes they were reading and telling them how we appreciate you as a police officer because you keep us safe. You protect us. We know we can come to you when we need help. And Sophia will talk to kids who are scared of police officers. One of the little girls in her class was really scared. She said, you don't have to be scared. I'll have you meet my friend. He's a police officer and he's a very, very nice guy. And you see, you don't have to be scared. So she took him to her class to meet her friend so that her friend doesn't have to be scared.
She sounds like an old soul.
Yes. Yeah.
An old soul. And for her to be so young, doing all this goodness, like it just makes you wonder what she's going to do when she's older.
Yeah.
To be able to do all of this at such a young age. It's like, my gosh, imagine what she'll be doing when she's 20, 30.
I know. Since she was a baby, we have never gotten rid of clothes or the toys. For Christmas, she asked for a piggy bank. She said she wants to save money so that she can go back to Kenya and help babies that don't have mommies and daddies.
Aw, so sweet.
Yeah.
So sweet. Someone told me years ago that in every person we meet, there is always 80% good and 20% bad. If you focus on the 80% good, you will always get more of the good and less of the bad. Our 5-year-old daughter is focusing on the good, learning kindness, love, and appreciation for others. Sophia has delivered hundreds of cupcakes to many different departments. She also honors family members of fallen officers on her Facebook page, Sophia Salutes First Responders. She was recently sworn in by our county sheriff as the first junior deputy for all she does for our community. We are so proud of her, advocating for domestic abuse victims. In many ways, our daughter has inspired us. We have always known there was more to our future besides our love story and serving our little community in Illinois. I totally agree that what we focus on, we get more of.
Yes.
100% believer in that. You seem like the type of woman that it's like you look people for their hearts and you probably try to find common ground with people. Yes. And not what makes you different or sets you apart. It's how can we connect?
I tell people, whether you agree or disagree with someone, if you meet someone at their level, you can be friends with that person forever.
Yeah.
I have many friends who are Muslims. I go to church. They don't go to church. But I don't see them any different. We'll sit and we'll have the best conversations. We'll have the best food. Because it's my place to love you as a person. That's it. That's it. And it has always worked for me. I had a friend, she would cuss up a storm. I don't cuss. Nothing wrong with anybody who cusses. But it's not something I grew up, like people would say, hey, how do you say the F word in Swahili? I say, we don't have it. I don't know.
Doesn't exist.
Like, yeah, I don't know. So my friend, she was always like using profanity all the time. And when she was around me, I was just happy to be around her. I never used any. So one day she came to me and she said, you know, when I'm around you, I feel like I want to be like you. You love me for who I am. Even after you know all the things that I do, you don't judge me for those things. I said, because it's not my place to judge those things. It's my place to love you. You're my friend. That's it. And she said, Veronica, I just want to be like you. I said, no, you don't have to be like me. I got my own flaws.
And that's the thing is it doesn't matter who you are. We all fall short in some area and aspect of life.
Yes.
Right? Everybody does. You just sound like you have such an amazing family. Our faith had bigger plans for us to return to a small village where my husband and I met to help abused women, widows, and orphan children. People need help everywhere, and sometimes others just need a hand up. This is what we are going to do. Give a hand up, not a hand out. To provide skills to women so they can have a way to earn an income to support their families. To empower them and give them hope that there is a better tomorrow, no matter their circumstances. Oftentimes, as adults, we believe we are the ones who need to teach our children, but often they are the ones who teach us the lessons we need to learn. We can all learn from the pure love of a child if we are willing to open our hearts and minds to them. If you know someone this story might resonate with, send them a link to this episode. Also, tag me on Instagram at Tracy Farron and let me know what part of this story resonated with you the most. The best way to help support this show is to rate, review, and subscribe. Your support means everything. Until next time, rock your kindness.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.